So happy Valentine's Day. And for those of you who don't know, you blessed me with flowers today. Thank you for that. Stephanie and Linda, I suspect they had something to do with it, but I'm grateful. It's always nice to get flowers. Always nice to get flowers. My mom's not a big flower person. She thinks they're a waste. She's very practical. But I'm not as practical as her. I like all the flowers. I'll buy myself flowers more times than you know because I'm like, I love the flowers. They're pretty. So happy Valentine's Day. I am so glad we can celebrate love even if we're not in a relationship, right? It's good to celebrate love no matter what. And if you are in a relationship, celebrate that. Don't feel guilty for it. It's good. I celebrate it with you. I am in a relationship with God. I am for sure. But, you know, sometimes the single life, for those of you who are single, who know, don't you? Yeah, you know. It's a little different. But that's all right. It's good. So today we're continuing our series on promises because all of his promises are yes and amen. And of course, with it being Valentine's Day, what are we going to talk about? Love, 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 love. As Dave says, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, right? And I will say that of all the 8,810 promises found in the Bible that we learned about last week, the ones I treasure most are the ones that revolve around the outrageous, pursuing, relentless, reckless, crazy love of God. Not crazy, insane, crazy because I cannot wrap my mind around it. But I like it that way. And so I am happy to share this message with you today. And I do have Valentine treat bags for all the kids and youth after service. So you're going to get some surprises in there, some goodies, some chocolate, some candy, and a guilt offering of some veggie straws to go with the chocolate. Somehow it makes me feel better if I'm giving you junk to give you something a little bit healthy to go with the junk. And there's also some other fun stuff I'll talk about in a few minutes with that in the bag too that you get. It's a good little treat bag today. You're going to be happy you came. So the first point in our discussion of God's love today, and I will give you a caveat up front. Almost all of you probably have heard almost all of these verses multiple times in your life. They're not new verses. Some of you could probably tell me what my verses are going to be before I start sharing. I don't make any apology for that. Because here's what I know. In my life, I will read the same verse 100 times, and then on the 101st time, it will leap off the page at me in a new way. So I pray right now, God, that you would cause these familiar verses to leap into our hearts in a way that they've never leapt into our hearts before. God, we open our hearts to you. We unlock our hearts and just give them to you. And we say, do whatever you want. And we ask you to reveal something new about a treasure. I just love, God, that your word says that the people who bring treasures that are old and new out of the scriptures are blessed. And today we're bringing some old treasures out and we're looking at them again. And so show us something beautiful about that old treasure. In Jesus' name, amen. I think all of the verses today I'll be sharing are from the International Children's Bible. Kind of have fallen in love with that translation recently. I don't know if it's because I'm a kid at heart or because I'm aware that we have kids in here, but I love simplicity. Anybody who knows me knows that about me. And so I love the simplicity of these passages. The first one today, God's love is forever. And it's coming from Psalms 136, 1 through 3. The whole chapter is amazing, but I'll just do the first three verses. It says, give thanks to the Lord because he is good. And then it has this phrase that repeats a lot in this chapter. His love continues forever. Give thanks to the God of all gods. His love continues forever. Give thanks to the Lord of all lords. His love continues forever. And the rest of the chapter is one circumstance after another listed. And then it says, his love continues forever. And I think if we look over the past year of our lives, we could put some circumstances down. But don't stop with the circumstance. Add the phrase, his love continues forever after every circumstance. Because it does. God's love is forever. We find in Romans 8, 38 and 39, one of the greatest treasures of Scripture. Yes, I am sure that nothing, everybody say nothing, can separate us from the love of God, that love God has for us. Not death, not life, not angels, not ruling spirits, nothing now, nothing in the future. Wow, that is so powerful. No powers, nothing above us, nothing below us, or anything else in the whole world will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. God's love is forever. One of Ben Franklin's most famous quotes, famous last quotes, and I know he had some problems, as we all do. News alert, right? We're all made of flesh. We are all made of flesh. But one of his most famous quotes, you might not recognize the beginning part of it, but you will recognize the end part of it if you're an adult. He said this, our new constitution is now established and everything seems to promise it will be durable. Not forever, durable. But in this world, nothing is certain except death and taxes. Remember that quote? Death and taxes. I agree with you, Isaac. I think Mr. Franklin, while I respect some of his work, I think he missed it pretty badly in that quote, because God's love is not only durable, it is forever. It lasts past death and taxes. Woo! Somebody needs to say amen on that, because tax season is coming up, people. Right? God's love is forever. It was there before death and taxes. It will be there long after death and taxes. God's love is forever. Not only is God's love forever, but there's more. Imagine with me, there is a girl. We will call her Mean Girl. She looks mean, right? She lives up to her name, too. She is always in trouble. At home, at school, wherever she goes, trouble follows. Mean Girl says mean things and does mean things. In fact, she does mean things more than she doesn't. She takes things from others. Mean Girl doesn't treat her parents with love or respect and always seems to make things worse when she comes into a room. Now, imagine me with me, there's a different girl. We'll call her Nice Girl. Nice Girl brings joy to every room she walks into. She thinks of others and is kind to them. She loves sharing. Nice Girl shows great love and respect for her parents and always posts encouraging words on social media. She reads her Bible every day and she goes to church even during a pandemic. I know, it's shocking. Nice Girl feeds the poor and gives extra tips to her servers and restaurants. So the question I have for you today is, who does God love more, Mean Girl or Nice Girl? Oh, you know what Lily said, we all think. She just had the courage to say it. Both of them. She loves, God loves both Mean Girl and Nice Girl. He does. You see, the problem with God's love for us in our minds is we think there's a limited supply. That's what we think. We don't think that, but that's what we think. That's how we act. I'll put it that way. So we think if God has to choose, Who do you think he's going to choose? Right? He's going to choose a nice girl. But there's no limit on God's supply of love. There's enough. So our second point is God's love is for everybody. For everybody. For mean girl. For nice girl. For wounded man. For wounded woman. For courageous woman. For courageous man. God's love is for everybody. In John 1:18, we read that no one has ever seen God, but God, the only Son, is very close to the Father. Here's the part I want you to hear. And the Son has shown us what God is like. Now, if Jesus showed us anything in his 3 years on earth, it was God's love is for everybody. Because he loves some unholy people. In fact, one scripture says notorious sinners followed him wherever he went. So for them to follow him, they must have sensed his love for them, or they wouldn't have been following him. He got in trouble with the special religious people because of his love for the unlovable, for the mean girls, for the really mean girls, for the mean men, for the greedy men, tax collectors, It takes a special kind to love tax collectors, right? But God's love is for everybody. A verse that most of us could quote in one version or another, maybe not the version I'm going to read today, is John 3:16. You've probably seen the signs at sporting events, right? John 3:16. For God loved the world so much. Now, before I finish it, notice it doesn't say, for God loved nice girls so much. For God loved good Christians so much. For God loved Republicans so much. No, for God so loved the world. The world that he gave his only Son. God gave his Son so that whoever believes in him may not be lost, but have eternal life. God's love is for everybody. Even the most hardened criminal you can imagine, God's love is for them. God's love is forever. God's love is for everybody, but there's still more. My last point, there's still more, which is shocking. That's crazy love. Not only is it forever, not only is it for everybody. Point number three, God's love is not, everybody say not, a contract. It is not a contract. You see, a contract is where I enter into a legal agreement with Doug, and I say, Doug, I like your car. I'll give you $20,000 for it. Probably not nearly enough, but let's just say, because I don't know anything about cars, I'll give you $20,000 for your car. He has a car that he is willing to sell me because he wants what I have, $20,000. I want what he has, so I'm willing to give up my $20,000 to have what he has. It's a contract between two parties. God's love is not a contract. You see, if by the time we make that verbal agreement, even written agreement, but before the vehicle is delivered to me, he totals it, and then he brings it to me, and he says, okay, here's the car for $20,000. I'm going to be like, I don't think so. It's totaled. What good is it to me now? Or the check I write him bounces like a rubber ball at the bank. He goes, I don't think so, and he tears up the contract. You see, a contract can be severed between two people. Boy, I could go off on a tangent here. Some people go into marriage like it's a contract. It's not. It's not supposed to be. Because if either person wants out of a contract, they can change their minds and break the contract. One person doesn't live up to their side, then the other one has a right to tear up the contract. God's love is not a contract. It's a covenant. What's the difference? A covenant is a perpetual promise from one person to another. not based on the conditions of the other. It's a perpetual promise. It cannot be broken even if the other party fails. Oh, I'm so glad God's love is not a contract. You see, Scripture says that God wrote his name on our hearts. Here's one of the things you're getting in your treat bag today, kids and youth. So it's a heart that you can make any design you want onto by scratching with this wooden stick. And once you do that, you can't undo it. Once it's done, it's done. In fact, I made a mistake on one, and I had to make it into a, like it wasn't a mistake, because I couldn't undo it. I can't erase it. You know what I mean? You get three of those hearts to decorate in whatever way you want. God's love is written, engraved on our hearts. God's love is engraved on our hearts. And he doesn't say, I'm going to unengrave it if you do this. I'm going to scratch it all out if you are like this. Nope. God's love is forever. God's love is for everybody. And God's love is not a contract. Romans 5, 6 through 8 says, Christ died for us while we were still weak. We were living against God, but at the right time, Christ died for us. Very few people will die to save the life of someone else. Although perhaps for a good man, someone might possibly die. But Christ died for us while we were still sinners. In this way, God shows his great love for us. You see, if God's love were a contract, he never would have made it to begin with. Because he can see the future. He knows how we're going to be. And it says he died for us while we were weak, while we were against him, while we were still sinners. But even if he had entered into the agreement, even if he had, he would have walked away every time I failed him. Every time I ignored him. Every time I forgot about him. Every time I just didn't trust him. He would have said, okay, I'm done. But he doesn't do that because it's not a contract, it's a covenant. He's made this perpetual promise that he will keep on loving us because there's no end to his love. There's no limited supply. You know how when you're on Amazon or eBay or some other buying site, and you see, buy now, one left in stock, and something in you, like FOMO, hits you. And you're like, I must buy now because there's only one left and I don't want to miss out. Some of us think that way about God's love. We think, oh, there's only two left in stock, so it has to go to the nice girl, can't go to the mean girl, something's wrong with that. But there's no limit. There's no limit to the supply of his love. There's no, in fact, I'm kind of convinced, God calls himself love in Scripture. God is love. But I'm kind of convinced that his love is so abundant, it keeps on multiplying forever. Like even if there was some way that I could get to the end of his love for today, there would still be more because I think it just keeps on multiplying. There's no limit to God's love. But Sandy, what about this person who did this? Yep, God loves them. What about this person who chooses to live a sinful lifestyle? God loves them. I don't think God means for them to continue in their sinful lifestyle, but I think his love is always there, always, always, always there. Ephesians 3, 17 and 18 says, I pray that Christ will live in your hearts because of your faith. I pray that your life will be strong in love and be built on love. And I pray that you and all God's holy people will have the power to understand the greatness of Christ's love. I pray that you can understand how wide and how long and how high and how deep that love is. If you continue reading, it says, though it is too great that none of us will ever really be able to comprehend it. Aren't you glad that it's so great we'll never be able to comprehend it? My prayer today, is that we know how wide and how long and how high and how deep God's love really is. The love that is forever. The love that is for everybody. And the love that is not a contract. My prayer is that we get dipped and saturated and filled with this kind of love. So filled that we drip it on everybody we come into contact with. Whether it's online or on face-to-face. That we drip this kind of love. Jesus said this is the kind of love that would be the most identifying characteristic about us. And I've heard this verse and it always feels like a correction. I give you a new command. Love each other. But then it says, you must love each other as I have loved you. So the same kind of love you've enjoyed from God, the love that's forever, the love that is for everybody, the love that is not based on circumstances or conditions, that kind of love, covenant love, in that kind of love that you've received, the most identifying characteristic of us as believers is that we love with that kind of love. All people will know that you are my followers if you love each other. That's what I pray for us today. Me too, because I don't always love that way. We're going to go into communion, so I want you to go over and get your elements and hold them. We'll take communion together. And I want to ask, have you ask yourself this question while you're meditating and watching the video? What is keeping me from receiving that kind of love? What is keeping me? What's holding me back from receiving that kind of love? Okay.
I woke up with a broken heart in my chest. I couldn't sleep, couldn't get no rest. Weighed down by the heaviness of life. And I try to shake it flipping through my phone, but all it does is make me feel more alone. How could anything that feels so wrong be right? 7 billion voices separate us, but only one can show us who we are. We are made in the image of, made in the image of God. Beautiful shades of love. We are made in the image of, made in the image of God. That's where the light comes from. Second chance. There's no first in line at the foot of the cross. Father, forgive me. Show my concrete heart. We are made in the image of, made in the image of.
Made in the image of God.
God asked me a question this week. Not audibly, but in my heart. When God asks you a question, just pay attention. And out of the blue, I'm telling you, out of the blue, I didn't even have this scripture that I'm going to read, or part of the scripture on my mind. And he said, Sandy, do you think that Jesus bore the stripes on his back just for physical healing? And I knew immediately what he was talking about. Because some of us have deep heart wounds. And they're not physical. It's not a physical issue. It's an emotional issue. You've been wounded by someone or even by yourself, something you've done. And I felt God saying that today he is going to heal some of your heart wounds because that's what's keeping you from receiving the kind of love he has. That's what's keeping you from receiving because you have this deep heart wound. And you, if you've ever seen scar tissue, it's not soft. It's hard, like it's harder. And I see some of us have scar tissue in our hearts and some of us have scar tissue in our minds. And that we think because something happened a certain way before that it's always going to happen that way. That's a wound in your mind. And I believe God wants us to understand today, by his stripes, we are healed. So if you have a physical issue, I want you to say this for that. But if you don't have a physical issue, but you have a heart issue, a wound, something someone has said or done that wounded you deeply, or maybe something that you did to yourself that wounded you deeply, I want you to say it with that in mind. Ready? By his stripes, I am healed. One more time. By his stripes, I am healed. Let's take the bread together. By drinking the juice, we are saying yes to his covenant of love and gift of righteousness. So if you say yes to his covenant of love and his gift of righteousness, drink the juice together. And then say amen. So be it. So be it. So next week, we will continue our series of promises. We're hoping that Dave Walker's going to be in the house to share a message. And if he can't be here next week for whatever reason, then he'll do it the following week. But we think it's going to be next week. So believe with me that Dave can share his heart on promises next week. And I hope you have a great week. And the way I want to do the treat bags to avoid craziness, I'm going to bring them to you for the kids and youth, okay? And adults, you get a treat too, but not this. Ladies, you get a beautiful rose back there. And men, you get a beef stick. Two beef sticks, okay? So, I forgot to tell you, in the treat bags, kids and youth, there is also a scripture that I felt like it's a different scripture for every bag. I believe that God is going to give you the scripture you need. Okay, I didn't put names on these bags. And inside these bags are little hearts that has a Valentine from me on one heart to you, different for every kid. Some kids are going to get two, actually. Two kids are going to get two, just because of the way it worked out. And there's also two blank hearts. So here's what I want you to do with the blank hearts. I want your parents to write you a Valentine on one of them. And on the other one, I want you to write a Valentine to someone. Okay? That's your assignment. And it's worth it because you got good candy in here. Okay? So, I don't know who's getting what. Nathan, did you have a question? Huh? Absolutely. If you want the beef sticks, go for the beef sticks. Yeah, for sure. If you think you're too old for a treat bag, then don't take a treat bag, but I think you're going to be happy you got one. You're welcome. It's fun stuff. Okay. You're welcome. Okay. I don't want to hit anybody with this box because it's kind of massive. Have a great week.